Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious power, so much power, wonder world.
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed of the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the blood, amen. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that reaches, hallelujah, to your highest mountain and flows to the lowest valley. Where are you at in your life today? Are you on high or low? I want you to know that the blood of Jesus reaches you right where you are, and it still works, amen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us enter it right now. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way right now. Hallelujah. So we know you, Father God, omnipotent, present, oh God. So we decree and declare, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you are with us right now, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So your word says, well, there are two more valleys in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. Amen. Here at the 2 o'clock hour, thank you, God, that we're still here. Amen. We can make so many prayers. Amen. But hallelujah. Some of us have not been able to, hallelujah, be here for the plans that we made, but God has kept us. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, 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 everyone. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tomonika Manning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We welcome every single one, hallelujah, here to Sunday service, wherever you are, every single family member and friend here with us in Texas, in all parts of Texas. We welcome you here to Sunday service. We love you. We love you. We love you so much. We are so grateful that you invited us into your homes, hallelujah. You could have been anywhere. You could have been anywhere, but right now we're right here on one accord in the presence of the Lord. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice and be so exceedingly glad in it, because God is good and he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We woke up in the land of the living, in this age of grace, new mercies, new grace every single day, that abundance. Hallelujah. This is such a wonderful time to come together and just give God some thanks. So we welcome every single body, every single one that brought the Holy Spirit, and we welcome every single body that came to receive the Holy Spirit. We are still here all for one reason, hallelujah, and that's to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank God, and we welcome every single one. Record every single one of our neighbors here that are in Louisiana, you know, the great state of Louisiana, all parts of Louisiana. You know, my mother, my grandmother, sisters and brothers, you know, there that's in Shreveport, Louisiana, aunts and uncles, hallelujah, cousins, friends and family members. We love y'all so much. Hallelujah. We welcome y'all here to Sunday service this morning, every single one that's in Lake Charles, Lafayette, all parts of Louisiana. We welcome you. Welcome you. Welcome you. Help us, you know, to usher in, you know, to welcome in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present in this place right now. I may not be able to see you, but I feel the Holy Spirit that's working in you right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we welcome you. Welcome you, Louisiana. Hallelujah. Welcome every single one of our neighbors, families, and friends here from New York City. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all are so very loving, so very diligent. Y'all just some beautiful people here. Beautiful people. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice, just a few that I know that are there. And their family members and friends and things that come to Sunday service, welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you so much. We thank y'all for y'all presence. We thank you for bringing the Holy Spirit with you. We thank you for bringing your prayers. You're welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Our minister, Lern Green, there in Chicago, Illinois, he and his wife and his family and friends and things that come to church, oh, my goodness. We love you so much. Minister Learn preached a message this morning, Holy Ghost filled. I'm telling you, just set my soul on fire. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you, Minister Learn, and we just want to welcome you here. You're here in Sunday service here. Amen. We just want to welcome every single one near and far. If this is your first time here, hallelujah, in Sunday service, this is a brand new year. We're right here in the New Year's. I think this is the second Sunday of the year, or is it third Sunday?
Third Sunday
of the year. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God, you know, for this time. You know, everybody didn't make it out of 2021. Everybody didn't make it yesterday. Everybody didn't make it.
This hour.
Amen. But we thank God.
A minute ago.
We thank God. That kept us, that each and every one of us had given us this opportunity to be right here. You are in the right place at the right time, being in the presence of the Lord, even if you don't understand it right now. I like how they used to say it, you know, you will understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. That is so true. That is so true. There are things that you will understand, things that you will see just by showing up, you know, and being in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
When God says when there are two or three are gathered together in his name, he say there he is in the midst of them, and I know I can't afford not to have God in the middle of anything that I'm involved in. Hallelujah. Because we know when God is in the middle of anything, all things good come of thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hand of thy own. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Let us enter into prayer. This is that time to where we be powerful. For the Bible says that men ought to always pray without ceasing. Because there's something that goes on, you know, when you begin to pray, you know, without ceasing. So this is that opportunity where we give thanks. Let us enter into prayer. Hallelujah. Mira rabando suru tanne hesche kimi. Mira rabo suru salabanda taramando kusana hashadabahasa. Mira rabo suru bahasadaba. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Have your way in this place right now. Have your way in every single heart, in every single home, in every single affair that is concerned with us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Speak to every single mind. Speak to every single heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you give us the utterance to be able to speak to you, to be able to pray in secret, hallelujah, about things that we do not know. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our chief intercessor and that give us new tongues and diverse tongues to be able to pray to you about things that we know about and even things that we don't know about. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release most holy faith, hallelujah, over every single thing that we pray about, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that all that you have given us the utterance to pray about in the Holy Spirit, that it manifests itself into our bodies right now. It manifests manifests itself inside situations right now. It manifests itself right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because we do realize that every single thing, Father God, that you pray about on our behalf, it shall come to pass, and we know that it is meant for our good in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our source. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our way maker in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being our love and our protection in the mighty name of Jesus, for being our guide, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for loving us when we enter into that place where we don't feel like we love you. Love us anyhow, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you give us the spirit of peace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, right there when we find ourselves in the midst of trouble. For your word says that I give you peace, peace that the world cannot give and the world cannot take away. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, that when you moved in on the inside of us, hallelujah, you loved us back into that place of wholeness. And we thank you when you gave us peace, hallelujah, peace right in the middle of every single situation that we may face every single day. You knew that Satan would, hallelujah, come up and try to rob us of our peace, your peace that you give us, showing us all of the dirtiness of this world, showing us all of the perverse things, hallelujah, that will cause us to fear and to cause us to stumble. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you have already took care of it all right there on the cross. In the name of Jesus, because every single thing that you have taken care of right there on the cross, it is finished. So we can sit right there on your word, hallelujah, knowing that we're in that place of peace, knowing that we're in that place of wholeness, knowing that we are holy, hallelujah, knowing that we are whole, knowing that we are prosperous in every single area of our lives, standing on your word, hallelujah, because you love us. You said, I give you my authority and I give you my power to tread upon scorpions and serpents, hallelujah. The word of God tells us over in Ephesians chapter 6 and 10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, doing all that you can to stand, putting on the whole armor of God each and every day to stand against principalities and powers and the tricks of the devil. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that you gave us every single thing that we need to stand. Hallelujah. We realize, Father God, that you are with us. You are omnipotent and you are omnipresent. Hallelujah. And because we know that we are in your presence, we know that we have all things pertaining to life and godliness. For every single time that we find ourselves in fear, we realize that we have faith. Hallelujah. The faith is in your word that you have placed on the inside of our hearts. We have written your word on the inside of our hearts. So we realize when we're in that time, when we're in fear, we can open up our mouth and release most holy faith. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, when we find ourselves, when our bodies become sick, you have given us healing. You have healed our bodies. For your word says, is over here in Isaiah 53, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are already healed. So we stand on your word, hallelujah. When we find ourselves ill, we say that we are healed already in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. When we find ourselves in that place, Father God, when we become angry, you have given us temperance. You have given us soundness. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have caused us to be in that place of soundness, knowing that we stay in that place right there because you showed up, hallelujah, and do what you have came to do. But we are the bearers, hallelujah, of the fruit of your loving fruit. We are the righteousness, and we produce the righteous fruit of God, hallelujah. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that we have your name, hallelujah, for your word says, hallelujah, that at the name of Jesus, every single demon shall flee you, hallelujah. So those times when anger shows up, those times when pride shows up, those times when wrath shows up, those times that when the evilness and the jealousy and the envy show up, we say in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, you be ye there, remove right now and be cast into the sea. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you have given us all all, hallelujah, that we need to do it all, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love so much, hallelujah, that you gave your only begotten son, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you that Jesus, that you live on the inside of us, hallelujah. Who can be against you when God is for you? And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, be thankful, hallelujah, that God is working on the inside of you. He's working that thing out right now. You open up your mouth and stand on what he says, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for grace, 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 and more grace. This grace that you give, Father God, this is the reason why we live right here in this world, in your loving arms, in your favor, hallelujah. New mercies every single day. New grace every single day. Living in that place of truth, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, and we love you, hallelujah. We love you, Father God, because you first loved us, hallelujah. You have shown us how to love, hallelujah. Not only have you shown us how to love, we thank you, Father God, that your love, that you place on the inside of us, we know how to love one another, hallelujah. For this is your perfect week of hallelujah. That we love one another just as you have loved us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We are forever increasing in the word of knowledge. We thank you, Father God, that we are forever increasing in the word of faith. We are forever increasing. Hallelujah. Because Holy Spirit, you are doing it right now. Hallelujah. You have already done it 2022 years ago, and you're still doing it right now. We thank you, Father God, that you sit on the right hand right now, making intercession for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, you give us this opportunity to be seated with you. Hallelujah. 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 We give you honor, and we give you glory, because you are so good. And so worthy to be praised. Holy Spirit, touch every single heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you in this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody from the sound of my voice, know that you are blessed. You are blessed, 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 and highly favored. Jesus believes that I am blessed, so therefore I believe that I am blessed. Hallelujah. In every single area.
Hallelujah.
He is able to do, hallelujah. Nothing broken and nothing missing. You are blessed, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if you have not received the Holy Spirit on the inside, I'm here to tell you the truth. You still are blessed, hallelujah. Because you still have time while you're right here. And we thank you, Father God. Not our time, but the time that you give. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this place. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your way in this place right now. Bless every single word that's going to go forth this afternoon. Hallelujah. But we realize that you have already preached it to our hearts, and we receive it right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch every single one, hallelujah, in a special and a mighty way, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single one that has showed up today, be prepared to receive the Holy Spirit. Not me, but receive what thus says the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God knows how to speak to every single one. God knows how to change every single situation. You may not know it right now, hallelujah, but realize right now that because we're in that place of prayer, the prayers of the righteous avail much, hallelujah. So because we're right here in that place, God is not a man that he shall lie, hallelujah. He is spirit. God is love. So I mean that every single thing that you're praying about in the mighty name of Jesus, it shall come to pass, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We thank you, Lord, Father God. We thank you for every prayer that went forth, oh God, from the mouth of your servant, oh God. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord in that prayer, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now, let us receive total deliverance from every weight, from every sin, from every pattern of sin. Hallelujah. Every pattern of darkness, every dark cloud, every gloominess or gloomy feeling that may be trying to come over us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every weight of offense, a weight of depression, every weight of shame or guilt or condemnation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, or whatever the weight is that is zapping out the strength from your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, set us free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy that endure forever. We thank you, Lord God, for your freedom. Let freedom again to manifest in our lives right now. Freedom from all ways, amen. Freedom right now. Freedom from every evil. Freedom from all sins. Spoken or written in the name of Jesus Christ, known or unknown sins. Freedom from all bad luck, oh God. Addictions, bad habits, witchcraft. Freedom from all satanism. Freedom from all curses written or spoken, all evil. Let freedom come on your manifest in our lives right now. Lord, let every evil be pushed back. Let every darkness be pushed back. Let every work of darkness be made none and void in the life of your children. As we cry out, Abba, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, let us be set free, amen, from every weapon thrown against us. Let it be canceled right now. Hallelujah. Let no such weapon pass from heaven, oh, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, let every spell, curse, words of every negative word spoken against us, amen, or we have spoken ourselves. Let it be broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, oh, Father God, with your word says, oh, righteous, cry out, oh, God, that you deliver us from all our troubles. We cry out this day, and we declare the prayer deliverance, amen, for you have delivered us and set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, release your fire over our lives right now. Lord, you release your fire, Lord. Let that fire roast up every evil that has filled you. Let fire roast every evil. Let that fire work and destroy every chain. Let every chain melt and fall off right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every prison door fall off, amen. Hallelujah. Let every door, hallelujah, the door of evil prison, let me open up right now and release us from whatever prison that the enemy has tried to put us in, especially the prison, hallelujah, of heaviness and heaviness, just trying to hold us back from going forward. We declare the crap deliverance right now. We declare the crap breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, even as we prepare, oh God, in this month, hallelujah, in this time, let no such plan or trap of the enemy prosper. Even before this day, amen, this week, this month is over, let us receive what you promised to us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. Let divine provision manifest right now in our lives, Father God. Let divine supply of every need manifest, oh God. Let, hallelujah, Lord, and in Jesus' name, Lord, whatever the enemy set up to hold us back, to receive a worship prayer for us to receive, hallelujah, this day, this week, this month, amen. Let everything the devil set up to be removed right now and destroyed in the mighty name, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and everything that was destined to be given to us, let us receive it this day, this week, this month, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and by faith we receive it, amen. Everything that the enemy has taken from us, we take it back right now with the immediate effect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you made it this day, this week, this month, in, and so we receive the blessing that is due to us this day, this week, this month, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even this year, hallelujah. Lord, let us receive it. Let us receive a miracle by fire, my Lord. Lord, let us, oh God, hallelujah, know that you are the God who speaks, that you are the God who answers in you will. Let the world witnesses know that you, hallelujah, that you are alive, and you are our God, and we trust in you, and we can call on your name, and we are saved, amen. Deliver us, oh God, from every darkness right now, from every weight, oh God, from every sin, from every setback, from every limitation, from every evil that the devil has set up to hold us back, and hold our children back, hold our grandchildren back, hold our brothers and sisters back, hold our mothers and fathers back, oh God, our friends and loved ones, hallelujah, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to hold your children back. Lord, let us continue to go forward. Let us continue to make progress. Let us continue to share with the Lord that you have blessed in us, oh God. The light of the world, oh God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray right now for extraordinary blessing and healing, oh God. Supernatural blessings and favor, oh God. Hallelujah for the Washington family, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lennon family, hallelujah. Hallelujah for the Matthews family, for the Dillon family, hallelujah, the Smith family, the Carter family, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Hudson family, the Jones family, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Howland family, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Ferguson family, amen, the Wilson family, the Williams family, the Miller family, the Milburg family, the Dutton family, the Redford family, the Jordan family, oh God, the Moore family, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, the Robinson family, hallelujah, the Father of Oshana Mahaya, the Shitter in the air, Lord, help us on today. We cry out of the war, God. We thank you for your present help and the help that's on the way. Lord, we pray for the elders, oh God. We pray that we protect those in the nursing home or being mistreated and abused, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will send your help, oh God. Lord, intervene right now in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray for the loss of the world, oh God, that you will send out, oh God, that you will bless your land across the world, oh God. Hallelujah, that was the witness of them in a special way. Lord, we deliver them and bring them back to the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray for every marriage on today. Let it be shaken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Father God, you increase the love, oh God, the pleasure of God, the peace right now, the blessing of God, the favor that you said that he would find a wife. Father, the good thing I'm praying favor from you, oh God. Let that favor be released and increased even more. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever the healing is turned to church, division, oh God, separation. We speak life and victory over that marriage. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray with the mighty angels, oh God, every man for sure ordained. We declare upon the love of that marriage, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let him receive fresh oil, fresh strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, fresh revelation. So keep on keeping on. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, oh, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We pray the strength of every man, oh God, right now. Oh, Lord, whatever it is that the man of God is going through.
Yes,
we pray the strength of all the instruments, oh God, for we know that you're a way maker, a promise keeper, hallelujah, a light in darkness, oh God. So whatever the man of God are today, we're light in darkness, oh God. Whatever wavering, oh God, whatever confusion, oh God, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, we pray that strength on today. Let them receive supernatural strength, supernatural blessing, oh God. Open up doors that no man can close. Close doors that no man can open in their lives, oh God. Doors of blessings, oh God. Doors of promotion. Doors of good relationships, good opportunity. Doors of favor, hallelujah. Internet doors of contract, oh God. Hallelujah. Financial increase, Lord. Help on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. As we pray for the man of God, for you called man to be the head. Hallelujah. So we speak to man on today. Be healed. Be blessed. Amen. And we declare to come victory on you right now. You are already victorious. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for every man of God. Hallelujah right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. We pray the strength of our mothers on today, oh God, that you will continue to bless them, God, and keep them and strengthen them. Bless them with long life and bless them all today, as glad as in the beginnings, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. Let peace come and hallelujah, overtake us. Let peace run us down and hold on to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will pursue peace all the days of our life. That we can declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we have peace. Nations, amen. That we're peaceful people, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we love you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. That all may receive all that they've come for today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your holy name, Father God. We come to be changed, and we will see, receive that change on today. Hallelujah. We will testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we fill this prayer right now, amen, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise. praise. Come on. Open up your mouth and just say, thank you, Lord. Open up your mouth and say, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. It is God that has kept us and not ourselves. So we just thank you, Father God, for the lying down and the raising up cool in our right mind. Amen. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. But yet and still we thank you. As Pastor Manning was praying, church, welcome everyone that's just now logging on for Sunday service. Welcome, welcome. We welcome you with the love of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We welcome you. We love you. We thank God for you. We sincerely love you. Amen. Right where you are, meaning no matter what you're doing and how you did it, we love you. How much you have or how much you don't have, we love you. Just the way you are. Amen. The love of Christ, the power of Christ, Christ's love, just the way you are. And we should be loving to bring others in. But hallelujah, let's not judge. Let's love. Amen. While Pastor Manning was praying, God wanted me to share a testimony before we enter into the word coming forth on today. And I bless everyone here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and that's here in Sunday service. I have a testimony. Last week, about 2 weeks, we were here, and I tell you, everybody was going through something in their body. The day after Christmas, I started feeling weak in my body. My body was hurting. And I believe by Monday, someone called. We had church on Sunday, so I said, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do church. My body is hurting so bad. But I got up, and we had church. And then Monday or Tuesday that week, they called me from the job I worked during the season. The season of the job was up. And they said that, how was I feeling? I said, I was just a little achy because someone tested positive for COVID, one of the supervisors that I was working with, and everybody was out. And I spoke with the young lady that I was working with as well. She ended up testing positive for COVID, and we worked really close. And so anyways, the whole house ended up getting sick. And I tell you, it was a touch-and-go situation. But during that time, I was still able to take care of those in the house and get up and go. And I thank God, you know, when the times when my breathing was acting up, you know, and the enemy would try to speak to you and say, and try to show you things like, everybody's dying from this. Look, your friend died, your uncle died, and this person died. Was trying to speak those things. But I want to tell you, you got to speak back at it and tell it to shut up in the name of Jesus. And I want to know that what that was trying to speak, I will not allow it to continue to speak in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, times where my breath and when I breathe in, I was, you know, it was hurting. It was something. My body's were tired. My husband, he was down and you know, dealing with that thing and fever and the children, they were having sore throats. They needed medicine. They were knocking mama. But I tell you today, glory to God, we are whole. You know, it ain't nothing like when you can't walk and then you can walk again. It ain't like nothing when you do for feeding yourself and you can't feed yourself and then you can feed yourself again. It's nothing like it when you have a voice and somebody take your voice away or your voice go away, but you can speak again. But I can say you ain't gonna never walk and then you walk again. But I can say you ain't gonna never speak when they hear you speaking. But I can say you ain't gonna never see but hear you seeing. So I just want to tell you today, but God was able to do it. Man, we didn't go to no hospital to no doctor. Amen. People say, you should go get tested for COVID. I say, what? So that thing can speak to me? I don't think so. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord our God. Amen. And I am healed. And we just kept speaking healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We got on the mic in the living room. We cut on the speaker in the house. And we played the gospel music. We began to talk about. We opened up the doors. Hear my heaven. We opened up every door. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we shouted, hallelujah, we spoke in tongues, declaring the goodness of the Lord, and anything that was in our house of heart to come out, in the name of Jesus Christ, all we did was call on the Lord our God. We didn't have time to call mama, we didn't have time to call the doctor, we called on the healer, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I got a word for you today, hallelujah, God is still able to do it, because you know what, we came with all faith. Everybody in the Bible who came to Jesus, they came believing. They came from a long ways believing. They didn't wait to get there to see a miracle. They came to get the miracle. They came believing in the miracle that they will be healed, if they can just see him, if they can just touch him in the name of Jesus, because if we can just get his word,
amen,
they were healed. and we stayed in that place. No matter about the fever, no matter about the hallelujah, the dizziness, the weakness, the sweating, whatever it was, the sore, whatever it was we were dealing with, we could not consume, we could not fall in and get in and put an impact in it. And that's why we could allow it to take us under. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we spoke life in victory. Hallelujah. So if you're going through anything, hallelujah, I want you to know God is able. We have family members right now that are dealing with COVID. It's like everybody was, but we have come out in a wealthy place. We have come out better than we went in. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you all. I hope that it helps somebody on today.
Bless that testimony, right?
Amen. Amen. My husband was up. I tell you, he laid down one day and didn't get up. For I hadn't seen him walk for some days. And today and yesterday, he's back to his own self. I had never seen him like that. And so I tell you that he would never stop praising God. He would never stop calling on his name. Amen. And you know, you got to speak over yourself. Amen. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. God bless you, everyone. God bless you. If you're dealing with any kind of sickness in your body, we decree and declare healing on today. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. Whether it's your doctor, hallelujah, your family members or friends, people will, without knowing it, people will begin to speak evil, not knowing it. Peter spoke and Jesus told him, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Hallelujah. You got to silence the mouth of those people when they try to tell you you might have this, you might have that. When you know I have that too, you got to decree and declare by faith. I know you may be feeling something. Yes. You got to say, I'm sending it back to the sender. Don't receive something that don't belong to you. If something come in the mail, hallelujah, a warrant for arrest, will you receive it? If something come in the mail with somebody else's name on it, hallelujah, it's not yours. Send it back. I'm telling you today, every sickness, every disease, every ache, pain, or virus, send it back. We send it back. I touch and agree with you right now. Send it back to the sender. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it don't belong to you. You are beautifully and wonderfully made by God. And we decree and declare right now that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. You just got to let the Holy Spirit move. When the Holy Spirit speaks, we must speak. Amen. Sometimes we don't go by the order that of service that we've planned, but it's something that everybody needs today. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go straight to scripture right now, and then we're going to have a song from Brother Joe Washington in New York, New York. Amen, glory to God. And we pray the strength of our pastor on today as God used him to bring the word forward, that all will receive and be healed, be delivered, set free, and blessed, that you receive divine provisions for your life. Amen, prosperity. Hallelujah, that your faith would increase on today. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 139, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 139,
yes,
and I'm going to read 1 through 8. The Bible says Psalm 139, 1 through 8. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You advanced me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Amen. What the Bible is saying, church, is sometimes we don't let people go. We don't let people get to know us completely because we are afraid that they will discover something about us that they won't like. But God already knows everything about us. Hallelujah. Even to the number of hairs that's on our heads. Hallelujah. And still, he accepts and loves us. God is with us through every situation, in every trial, protecting, loving, guiding. He knows and loves us completely. Amen. Can we have the love of God for each other? Amen. Can you have that kind of love to get back to loving? Because the enemy wants to keep you out.
Amen.
See, God is omnipresent, church. He is present everywhere because because this is so you can never be lost into his spirit. See, this is good news for those who know and love God, because no matter what we do or where we go, we can never be far from God's comforting presence. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is a comforter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is love. God is love. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is our prayer that all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. God bless you, Brother Joe. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I just want you to know that God is able. Even through y'all sickness and trials and tribulation, God is always there. All you got to do is just, like my mama used to say, all you got to do is just go down on your knees, or go into a room and talk with Jesus about it. I guarantee you, he can do all things but fail.
Amen.
Come on in this room. Come on in the room. Jesus, he is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Come on in this room. Come on in this room. You know Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's healing in this room. So much healing in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine. In this room, there's love in this room. So much love in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Won't you come on in this room? That's all you got to say. Come on in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's love in this room. So much love in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. I believe I just said it again. Come on in this room. Come on in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Brother Joe, all that you have done, we just thank God for you for being with us every Sunday in both services. Blessing us and God use you. So may God pour into you every virtue that left your body. We pray God bless you with long life and strength. Amen. Good health and peace. Hallelujah. And prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you and your wife and your family. You take great care. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. In this room. Everything you need is in this room because Jesus is in this room. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have one song selection here, and then the next voice you hear with the preacher will be Pastor Dorsey Manny. So stay with us in this room. He write all my prescriptions. Hallelujah. Heals all my, hallelujah. But see, in this room. Hallelujah.
Yes, brother.
Come soon. Fires. Sweet. Perfume, your heart's presence.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring them to Jesus, amen. And that's what we have come to do, to bring all to Jesus, amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive the word, the message from God's very own servant, amen. Amen. A man that yields to the Holy Spirit, that prays and knows how to go to God for the answer, amen. A man with a heart for God, amen. A man that operates with humility and integrity. A family man that loves his family, that puts his family first before himself. A man, hallelujah, that cares for all, is always willing to help and to give, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. He's always looking to do better, amen. Hallelujah, according to the will of God, I present to you my handsome, amen, faithful and loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We give all honor and glory to God for being so good. I thank you so very much, Apostle, my beautiful wife, for a warm introduction. But I'm here this afternoon to lift up the name of Jesus. This is the reason why we are here. You know, to thanks for the introduction, but I'm here to glorify the Lord. So I would like for every single one to come and glorify the Lord with me. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Today I have a word from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A word inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I realized something, that you know what, every single word that you get should be Holy Ghost inspired. Every single thing that you get should be Holy Ghost inspired. This is very important for our life, and that's what I have to bring today. I am a bearer of the good news, and I thank God for giving us, you know, this opportunity to be able to hear him, to experience him, you know, to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray before we get started. Let's pray before we get started.
Yes,
Father God, we thank you for every single opportunity that you have given unto us, Father God, to be able to see you, to be able to hear your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, for you are welcome here, Holy Spirit. Speak to our heart this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to our mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Be every single word that we hear, hallelujah, that we hear your voice, Holy Spirit, and we do not hear the voice of a stranger, but we do realize that you are our God and who we trust, and with great confidence in who we do rely on every single day, and we just want to say thank you. We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add to it what we think about it, what we think it means, or neither for us to take away from it and leave something out that you meant for us to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray against every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind you right now, and we loose you from this place right now. You are not welcome here. You hindering spirits. You are not welcome here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody do say amen. Amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would like for every single one to not so much hear me, but hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking. God is always speaking to us. There is never a time that God is not speaking to you. We have to learn how to open up our ears, and I'm specifically talking about, you know, the one that's right there in our heart, you know, when God speaks to your heart. You know, and you speak to your mind, that we know that it is God speaking and not the voice, you know, of Satan or not the voice of a stranger. We need to understand that. So I would like for everybody, you know, to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me over to the book of Proverbs. I'll be reading this from the King James Version. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 4, and I'll read some of Proverbs chapter 5. I pray that the Holy Spirit is able to speak to your heart more, much more than I can ever say. You know, we'll spend a lot of time over here in the book of Proverbs, you know, in 2, 3, 4, and 5. You know, that's what we're going to dwell right here in this place in the book of Proverbs here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 4, I would like for us to understand that how you see a thing, this is the heading, this is the topic. If you need a topic of study, if you need something, you know, some guidelines to know where we're going with this, how you see a thing determines where you go. I'm going to say that again. How you see it, and I'm talking about perception. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about the way you think about something. It will determine the direction that you go in. It will determine your destination. This is not something that I'm just saying, you know, for the sake of, you know, it's I'm going to preach this sermon. No, this is something that we need to understand about self. We need to understand that how you see a thing determines where you're going. Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 1, I'm reading this from the King James Version here. It reads, "Hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not the law." He says, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and do what? Live." 5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. 7 says wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. I want you to put a star right there. I'll come back to that. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her. 8 says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thy doers embrace her. She shall give thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. 10, hear, O my son, and receive my saying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And the years of thy life shall be many. 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. 12, when thy goest, thy steps shall be straightened, and when thy runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instructions. Let her not go. Keep her. She is thy life. 14. Enter not into the path of wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. Pass away. For they sleep not, except why? They have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. 15, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, but the path of the just is as shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. 19, the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not the way they stumble. My son, over here in 20, my son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. 22, for they are life unto those that find them. Amen. This is so important. And health to all thy flesh. 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of the heart is the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and a perverse lips put from thee. 25. Let thy eyes not look on the right, and let thy lips not stray away before thee. 26. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. Let's keep going right here. We got one or two more. 5 says, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and by thy ears into understanding, that thou may regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. And lastly, 3. No, let me stop right there. Let's stop right there. Amen. Let's stop right there. Amen. Amen. I wanna let every single body know something that the Holy Spirit wants us to know. I want to first ask you a question. Now, we read right here the book of Proverbs. We read chapter 4, and we read a few verses here in chapter 5. How you see a thing determines where you go. Do you know which way that you are going? That is the question. Do you know, saint, which way that you are going? Now, every single body, when you ask this question, every single body will have a type of answer, whether the answer is, I don't know which way I'm going. You will hear things, you know, along the lines of, you know, in the next 5 years, I plan on doing this, and in 2 years, I'm going to be right here, and in 3 years, I'm going to be there. You will hear people say that I'm I'm going to go to work tomorrow. You hear people say, I'm just living day to day. I'm just doing this. I'm doing that. I mean, you will hear all different type of answers, but the real question is that you need to ask to yourself is, do you know which way that you are going? Because I want us to understand how you think in your mind. See, whatever it is that you think in your mind, you're actually moving in that direction every single day. Even right now, what you're thinking about right now, you are moving in that direction. You may be sitting right here in the presence of the Lord right now, but you may be on your cell phone looking at the internet or Facebook. You may be looking at Instagram. You may be looking at the news station to see what's going on in the world, but you need to understand whatever it is that you are placing your eyes on that's causing your heart to think about something. It's causing you to feel, and that's moving you in this direction. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. See, God knows, hallelujah, the heart of every single man and every single woman. Amen. God knows your heart. But it's one thing to know that God knows your heart. It's up to you to know what God is saying, because if you don't know what God is saying, you just might be listening or looking or being fastened to the principles of this world that's moving you in direction, and you may not even know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how do you know which directions that you are moving in? Over here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, Proverbs chapter 14 and 12 says, there is a way that seems right unto a man.
Mm-hmm.
But the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. So when I read this right here over here in Proverbs, I really had to put it into perspective. Okay, everybody has a way of thinking. Everybody has a philosophy, whether it came by way of your big brother, your big sister, your teacher, your neighbor, whether it came by your husband, your wife, or your coworkers. Everybody has a way of thinking. And the reason why everybody has a way of thinking, because we as a person, sometimes we get in that place where we don't even realize who we are and whose we are, and we will begin to be fashioned to this world because we'll be following the crowds.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to explain this to you, hallelujah. I'm going to explain this to you because if the way you know that you are following the crowd is, if you want what mama and daddy them had, and I'm talking about, you know, in a place of I'm going to be just like, you know, my dad because I'm going to be a football player. I'm going to be a construction worker. Or I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. Or you want to be just like your neighbor. Your neighbor has a two-story brick house, you know, with a fountain in the front. And here it is. You want to have the two-story. I want to be just like my neighbor. Or I'm going to be just like this person that I see on the billboard. I'm going to be just like this person. I'm going to sound like this person. I'm going to sound like that person. And you don't even know it that you're being fashioned and you're being conformed to everybody else. You're being conformed to this world because you really don't have a way, you know, to actually think, you know, the godly way. You only can think the man way because of what you've been exposed to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Proverbs chapter 4 and 1 says, hear ye children the instructions of my father and attend unto no understanding. 2 says, for I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. He says, you know, for what it is for you to do is to get wisdom and get understanding.
Amen.
But what is this wisdom and this understanding that you are getting? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a way that seems right to a man over here in Proverbs chapter 4, but it says the end thereof is death. What is death? Sin. Hallelujah. Sin leads to death. But how, okay, well, how can you say, Pastor, that you're saying that my way ain't the right way? It just don't seem like nothing is wrong with that because everybody is doing it. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Well, you have to understand this, my brothers. You have to understand this, my sisters, that if you see that your neighbor is doing this one thing and it don't seem like anything wrong with it, but here it is, consequently, on down the line, on down the road and down the years, he lose his life from that, or he said he devoted his whole life from that and he don't live a long life, he died from it. Were you telling me that you want to do the same thing because it don't seem like anything wrong with it? Because we used to always go to, I'm just using an example, if we would always, you know, have this type of food on this day, but here it is, you know, we the people that give us the food, they have a weight problem, which leads to health issues, which leads to diabetes, and they don't live a long life because they did not make healthy and wise decisions. And here it is, you do the same thing, you know, they die young, and here it is, you leave and you die young too. You need to understand that you're being fashioned to the principles and the philosophies of this world and not being led by the Holy Spirit. You're being led by man and woman, what everybody else is doing. You're just following the crowd. Amen.
I know
this is a difficult sermon to be able to receive right now because everybody has a way of thinking and everybody thinks that their way is the right way. We have been so conformed to our own truth and get away from the truth. The word of God is the truth. Hallelujah. And as many of us who even are saved do not even seek the instruction that comes directly from the word of God. Hallelujah. We get the watered down version. We get it from somebody else, you know, that then added something to it or took something away from it. But the end thereof, hallelujah, says over here in Scripture in Proverbs chapter 14 and 12 that the end thereof is death. When you have the Holy Spirit to be your guide, to be your coach, to let you know to go here and to let you know to go there, to eat this and don't eat that, to exercise over here, don't be in the presence of this person. Go over here and be in the presence of that person. You have the Holy Spirit that's leading and speaking to you every single day, but who are you listening to? Amen.
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 Glory. Amen.
The Bible says that your life is summed up to who you spend it with. The sum total of your life is who you spend it with. As a consequence, hallelujah, help me, Holy Spirit. Whoever it is that you are listening to, you will begin to think like them. Whoever it is that you are talking to, you will begin to talk like them because you're spending a lot of time in their presence. Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know if you understand what's going on, you know, in this life that you're living, but it is strategically designed for the principles of this world to conform you, to form you to have the same type of mind, because this is a subtle and strategic plan of Satan to destroy you, because he knows if you get in the presence of God. He knows if you, if the Holy Spirit be your leader and to be your guide, he knows that according to the word of God, it said that you would live long life. Over here in Proverbs chapter 4 and 10, he says, take fast to my instructions, and let them not go and keep her, for she is thy life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many want to see the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. How many want to have long life?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't do
Lord.
That by following the in crowd. You can't do that trying to be just like your neighbor. You can't do that trying to be just like your big brother, or trying to be just like the Father. You have to be the man or the woman that God created you to be. And the way that you be the man or the woman that God created you to be, you have to receive the Holy Spirit on the inside of you.
Yes,
hallelujah. When you receive the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit can raise you better than anybody can raise you. The Holy Spirit can instruct you better than anybody can instruct you.
The Holy Spirit knows what's going on down the street and around the corner that your eyes can't see, or you don't even know what's going on, that nobody even told you. If you go down this road, there is an accident waiting for you right there. But when you spend time in the presence of the Lord, when you have the Holy Spirit operating on the inside, and you begin to pray to God in spirit, and here it is that God's on the inside of you speaking on your behalf, he will show you things, hidden secrets and hidden truth that'll keep you in all your ways. Hallelujah. Wow. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Proverbs chapter 3 in verses Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 says, trust in the Lord and with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. But look what 6 says. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Don't you know what the Holy Spirit is saying? Don't you know what the word of God is saying? He says, don't trust into your mind, because the way you think could be the principles, the principalities and the powers of someone that you've been listening to in this world. He said, don't trust in your mind. He says, trust in the Lord. And if you trust in the Lord, that means you trust in the word of God. And when you trust in the word of God, now you have a godly way of thinking. And he says, in all your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him, for he will direct your path. Don't you know that God is not going to lead you in a place of death or destruction? Amen.
Amen.
How you see a thing determines where you are going. I want you, every single one, including myself, Apostle, I want every single one, you know, to take this short opportunity to really think about where you are right now in life.
Amen.
Think about where you are and take a gander and think about where it is that you're going.
My God.
Now, we all have a perception of where it is that we're going. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest about it. Everybody has a philosophy. Everybody has a way of thinking. But let's make sure that the way you're thinking is the way that God thinks. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my
Lord. Are you satisfied with the amount of time that you are spending in the Word of God? That's a question.
See,
things are going on in your life right now. Things are going on in your life right now. So whatever it is that's going on in your life right now, whether it's good or bad, are you satisfied with the amount of time that you spend it in the Word of God? Are you satisfied with the amount of time that you're communing with the Holy Spirit? Do you get into the Word of God daily and read the Word and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance and for instructions to know what to do when you don't know what to do?
Jesus.
Because as a consequence, the way you think is the way that you're going to go, is going to determine your destination. So wherever you are at right now in life is a direct result of who you've been listening to, what presence you've been in, if you've been in the presence of God, if you've not been in the presence of God. And that's your choice. That's your choice. Jesus Christ have already done the work. Jesus Christ have already overcame every single thing that's in this world and about this world. Jesus Christ have already done every single thing. He defeated Satan on the cross. He stripped
Amen.
Him of all power. He got the keys to the death in Hades. He went to hell and bore all sickness and all disease. Every single thing that's in this world or going by this world, he took it upon his body. He became the sinner, hallelujah, died and went
Amen.
To hell for each one of you, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Jesus.
Was resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit,
my Lord,
ascended into heaven and set in honor. He's sitting in honor right now. Why? Why is this? Because God loves you. There's a plan and purpose for your life, for you to be with God, for you to have the advantage,
for you not to be beat up and for you not to be broke down, for you not to be listening to the philosophies of this world, for you not to be destroyed, for you to be just where he is. There's a place that's prepared for you, but you have to trust in the one that's preparing that place and have a right relationship with him and stop trying to have a right relationship with the world and the worldly. Where are
you? My Lord, amen.
Hallelujah. Where are you?
My God.
I found out. Hallelujah. We'll get back to scripture. I found out that when I just open up my eyes and open up my ears, but look at this right here, close my mouth. When I open my eyes, open my ears, close my mouth, I can determine if I just give it a little time where a person that is speaking to me, I can determine where they are in life. If I just close my mouth, open my eyes and open my ears, because the Holy Spirit, I invited the Holy Spirit on the inside, and the Holy Spirit is my coach. He is my instructor. He tells me all things. So that means that when you come into my presence and you begin to speak, I can tell if you're speaking Holy Ghost filled or being spirit led, or I can tell if you're speaking or being led by the spirit of Satan or being led by the world or the worldly. It don't take no time because it's going to slip out. If you have been spending time in the presence of the Lord, if you have been spending time in the Word of God, don't you know even when you spend time in the Word of God, when you get to hear, oh, well, you know, these people over here are sick, you know, and this right here is going on. It's been going on for a week. Don't you know that you will develop a case of I can't help it, and you will open up your mouth because you've been communing with the Holy Spirit, and you will say, but God says that by his stripes that they are healed. You will be even going to a place where you begin to pray for them right then and there, because it'll be the Holy Spirit that'll be moving on the inside of you, and you will open up your mouth and that word of God will come out of your mouth, and you will speak to that situation. You will speak to those words that do not line up with the word of God that's trying to get inside of your ears, that's trying to get inside of your heart to think like you're thinking, and begin to say what God said, and hallelujah, that will change that thing right there. It will turn that thing around because you've been in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We need to know what the Holy Spirit have come to do. The Holy Spirit have not come just for you to jump and for you to jiggle and for you to just to jump around. All right, that can't happen. But the Holy Spirit has a specific plan and a specific purpose for you, and that's for you to get the word of God on the inside, that you will know how to stand against these things that come up against you to try to destroy you.
Jesus,
the wickedness and the evilness of this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes,
Let's understand this, church. Let's understand this. I want us to understand that when you speak, don't you know that your words are going to be full of fear or it's going to be full of faith? You're going to be speaking word of God, it don't matter what you say. It's going to be inspired by the word of God, or it's going to be inspired by self, or it's going to be inspired by the bad news station. It's going to be inspired by the world. You make the decision what comes out of your mouth. Don't you know if I wait a little while, I can tell if you are happy or if you are sad, if you are angry or if you are at peace. Just open my eyes, open my ears, and close my mouth, and just listen to what's going on. I can tell if you are full of lies, or I can tell if you are full of the truth, because the Holy Spirit resides on the inside that will show you all things, that will guide you into all things, in and out of things, and it will quicken you and let you know that you have a gift on the inside of discernment of spirit, the word of knowledge, word of faith.
Amen.
You have the gift of tongues and interpreting tongues. You have signs and wonders that's working on the inside. Don't you know that you have the love of God, you have the peace of God, and if this does not line up with what's already on the inside, then that means that you maybe operate in a different spirit or in different spirits that's in this world.
My
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
What principalities and what powers
are governing you right now? Where are you at right now? Be honest with yourself. See, you can have a glossy representation and try to show me who you are. You can say this one thing to me and one thing to that. You can show your neighbors. You can walk around, you know, trying to pretend that you're somebody. But one thing that you cannot do, you cannot be a bearer of bad fruit and try to show somebody that you are good. God is good, and he is more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We got Jesus that's living on the inside. Hallelujah. In every single body, we, all of us saints, we need to make a decision right now to stand up for the word of God. We need to make a decision right now when you hear word, hallelujah, that does not line up with the will of God. God said, I give you power, my power. I give you my authority, hallelujah, to condemn things that do not line up with the word of God. You can find that over here in Isaiah 54. He says, no weapons formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me and judges me, God shall condemn. That's because the Holy Ghost lives on the inside, church. So every single body that has the word of God on the inside, when you hear words, hallelujah, that does not line up with the word of God, you have God's power. You have God's authority. Condemn that in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You say, hallelujah, that this sickness is going around this neighborhood. But God said over here in Psalms 91, hallelujah, that 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come near me, neither shall it come near my house. You say that people are dying, but over here in John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever that believeth on him shall not perish. They shall not die, but have everlasting life. Stand up, church. God stood up for you, hallelujah. Gave his life for you. The Holy Spirit has moved in on the inside, not for you to be in fear, not for you to be in afraid, not for you to be conformed to this world, but be transformed, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit, by the renewing of your mind, by the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's stop telling lies to one another. Let's stop spreading the bad news, and let's get into that place of knowing who you are. You are a care. You are being a living witness. Hallelujah. That the gospel is on the inside. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah. And loose the word of God into every single situation that is concerning you. Even your neighbors. Even your mother. Even your brothers. The place where your word inside your body. The Holy Spirit is on the inside. Hallelujah. You have power. You have authority. The God is on the inside. It's my prayer to every single one. Hallelujah. The word of God. Every single one. Lean not to their own understanding and receive the Holy Spirit. It's my prayer that you know that you are blessed and highly favored. It's my prayer that we see you in high places with Christ Jesus. It's my prayer that we open up. Hallelujah. And you every single thing that God has given you against your adversary, the devil. We are not a little before. We are overcomers, hallelujah, because we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Whose report do you believe? The report of the Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. May God's word live with you every single day of your life for you to do the work of the Holy Spirit is moving you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Doors of the church are open. There may be one that heard this message today. Hallelujah. And it's your desire to get some of that. Hallelujah. It's your desire to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's your desire not to have death and blinded eyes, but to have open eyes and an open heart. You're ready to keep the Holy Spirit on the inside. You know that it's time because the Holy Spirit has spoken to you this day. Get that?
Get
that is you. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Will you press one today if the Holy Spirit has spoken to you to say, it's time, my brother? time, my sister, that you allow me to move in on the inside. It changed me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, Father, and I, we will help you to pray a simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. We would like to welcome you to the fold of God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We would like to welcome you to God's house. It's you. We pray one today. You want to be a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, will you press one if you need prayer today? Whatever it is, will you press one? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tolerance and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. We're just going to love you just like I love you today with the word of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Be inspired by the Holy Spirit. There's no time but this is in spirit. So wherever you are right now, if you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, where you live up north or south, here in Texas, in Florida, New York, it does not matter. God is everywhere, and we would love for you to be a part of us. We would love to love you.
Amen.
Will you press me?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Apostle, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth on today. I pray all be filled. Amen. Renewed. Amen. Hallelujah. Restored. Blessed. Whatever it is that you came for on today, that you received it by the sermon that went forth. May God pour into you great and mighty Pastor Man and all that you have, every virtue that left your body on today. May it be filled to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank God on today. At this time, you all, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. The word pastor spelled out in Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. God bless you in your giving. If you want to send tithes and offer by way of another means, give us a call on our church line at 484-740-5075. Again, 484-740-5075. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to give on today, oh God. Amen. For our worship is not complete until we give. So we come giving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are the giver of all good things, oh God. And your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them, amen, and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves, hallelujah, that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that we give freely and not from compulsion, that for there is nothing that we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son Jesus and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. Amen. All we have is yours, Father God, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as you will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank all that have given on today, and those who purpose their heart to give, that God will restore you to his stewardship. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today for the message that went forward. Hallelujah. Once again, a very powerful message from God's servant, from Holy Led Field and delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This time we're going to have an announcement. Today is January 16, 2022. We have a Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastor is Pastor Doris A. Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. And our roster of ministers is Minister Warren Green. Amen. Hallelujah. On Sundays, we have two services, 10 a.m. and a 2 p.m. service, which are on today. Amen. Central Standard Time. The number is 845-277-9213. For those of y'all that are tuning in by internet, amen. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. On Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Come and join us as power in agreement. On Tuesdays at 7 p.m., we are now entering in our time of Bible reading from the book of Genesis to Revelation. We started on this past Tuesday, and we went from Genesis 1 to 6, so we'll pick up on 7. So if you were not on with us on last Tuesday, you can go ahead and read chapters 1 through 6 to be caught up. So on this Tuesday coming, you can start with us in chapter 7. Amen. So we kind of do like a little overview of each chapter that we read. So we read chapter 1, we do a little overview, and then we go to chapter 2, and we do the same thing. And it's been a good time. So make sure you have your Bible so you can be reading your Bible. The goal is to finish the entire Bible. So amen. So we read it every Tuesday. Glory to God. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study here on our church line. What I do want to tell you, on Tuesdays, we are on our prayer line for the Bible readings. That number is 520-525-8608. Again, that number is 520-525-8608. Again, 520-525-8608. Amen. So make sure I give you all that. Saturdays at noon, we have our Saturday school. Amen. Right now, our lesson of study is fasting for breakthrough and deliverance, and that's at 12 noon. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe this upcoming Saturday, I'll have it pre-recorded for everyone that wants to be in Saturday school, so you won't be able to give comments or questions at the time, but on the following Saturday, you can write those down and then ask the next following Saturday. We have a prayer meeting to attend that Saturday, a global prayer meeting that where people are praying around the world at the same time. Amen. So we'll be at that, but we'll have it still online. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do believe that concludes our announcements. If you need prayer, hallelujah, and you need to call us, we have our direct church line number, which is 484-740-5075. If anything that you're going through, anywhere that we can help, please give us a call. Reach out to us. We will pray with you, pray for you, your family, whatever it is that we can, that God has positioned us to do, we will absolutely be obedient to do what God has called us to do for you. So give us a call at 484-740-5075. In the month of February, we do have our 21 days of prayer. We're praying and fasting for 21 days at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m., and that will take place on our prayer line at 520-525-8608, trusting God for our breakthrough. We're praying for breakthrough and deliverance and healing, you know, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our finances, our relationships, whatever it is. Amen. We're seeing like things are just not moving. Things are just, there's no answer. You're just stagnant. You're just sitting there. So we're praying for breakthrough. Amen. You've been sick, the doctor don't know what it is, or you're dealing with the same thing, and they're just giving you pain medicine, and there's no treatment. They're not healing you, but treating you, amen, and you're ready to be delivered, so you're ready to be healed, so you're ready for that breakthrough, and you're healing. We're praying for you and with you, so join us on February, blessed for the first, amen, at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. Glory to God. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating a birthday here in the month of January, and including myself. My birthday is January 20th, amen. Happy birthday to my daughter, Corey Manny, who celebrates a birthday on the party today, celebrating a birthday on tomorrow, amen. Apostle Mark Robinson, Sr., chief apostle, who is celebrating his birthday as well on tomorrow, amen, of the Universal Kingdom Alliance, amen. Sister Tianda Manning, that's it, right? And hallelujah, Brother Dante Manning and Sister Lolita Manning and Sister Veronica Williams, who are celebrating their birthday. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Did I say the name right, Pastor? Okay, I can't hear Pastor Manning. I'm not sure. Maybe the line muted somehow. Amen. Hallelujah. So happy birthday to all. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We pray for those that are celebrating their birthday this month. Oh God, that you will continue to bless us, guide us, strengthen us, and favor that we'll find favor by sight, oh Lord. Favor with mankind, oh God. We pray for multiplied blessings and favor that come from you, oh God, continuously for all the days of our life. Lord, I pray, oh God, for increase in peace, prosperity, blessing and favor that come from you and your protection, oh God, and all that we're loving and concerned about. In the name of Jesus Christ, that your hedge of protection be around us. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. God. Thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings, Lord God, that you have hallowed birthed into this world to protect us, Lord God, in love. We thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. And happy anniversary to those that will be celebrating their anniversary this month of January. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning and myself, we are celebrating our wedding anniversary, and we just thank God for another year to be together, to grow and to know each other, to love each other more. So we pray right now for everyone that's on the line that is celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of January. May God continue to increase you in peace, joy, happiness, and the favor of God upon your life and your marriage. Amen. May God continue to help you. Amen. Help you in every way. Amen. That you will have long life together, good life, a blessed life, a life of wholeness and new beginnings. Amen. I pray that God will bless you with new words. Amen. To speak and new ears to hear with. Amen. We just thank you, Father God, that you'll continue to bless and you bless the union, oh God, and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we thank God for everyone that's here. Hallelujah, in Sunday service. Hallelujah, let us pray as we release the pastor's blessing over all that concludes our announcements for today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we hear the Gospel Public Ministry, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Warren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Hallelujah. And it's to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. Did y'all get anything out of that? I pray the Holy Spirit
amen.
Was able to speak. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Way more than what
yes,
I could
Lord.
Ever speak. I think it's
yes,
one
God.
Part of the announcement. I don't know if it's or not, but, you know, this coming Saturday, we will be having a show, a play here in Midtown Arts
oh,
Center. So if you are in the area, hallelujah, if you are in the area at 7 p.m. On the 22nd, you know, we'll be having a show here. We would love to
amen.
Have you come out. You know, contact us, you know, for information about Cricket. You'll definitely contact us.
Yeah.
We will definitely get it over here to you. Amen.
Amen.
I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, makes you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Get into the word of God. Read the word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to move you, to use you, and to guide you. Apostle Towns and I, we love you. We love you. We never could love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Glory.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time. gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing.